As far as we know, the Christians celebrated Easter from the first year after the resurrection. And the way the feast was celebrated kind of grew organically. They began to think that they needed to prepare a little bit for the celebration, and so they prepared for 3 days, and that became what we call the Triduum, which is Latin for 3 days, and that's Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and Easter Sunday. And then after a while, they began to think it took a whole week of preparation, and so that became what we now call Holy Week. And eventually, they decided that it should be 40 days for the number 40, and so that became what we know as Lent. But on the other end, they didn't feel like one day was enough celebration, so they celebrated for 8 days, and that became what we call the octave of Easter. And then eventually that got separated, spread out into 50 days, and it ends on Pentecost Sunday. So now we have this 90-day Paschal season that starts on Ash Wednesday and ends on Pentecost Sunday. But the centerpiece of it is what we're beginning this week. This is the center not only of our celebration of the Paschal mystery, it's the celebration of the salvation of the whole human race. And really, it's the centerpiece of the whole history of the cosmos, the 14-some billion years since Christ spoke the word and creation happened, and until it all gets realigned in him in the realized kingdom. He is the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega of all existence. This is the fulcrum on which the whole of history swings. This is the center. And we Christians who recognize this, we're honored and privileged to celebrate this in a liturgical way. And we celebrate it like we always celebrate liturgy. We do it with our bodies, not just with our minds. So liturgy includes all kinds of corporeal expressions, signs of the cross, genuflections, processions, like we did just a few minutes ago. All of these physical things that we do, the washing of feet on Holy Thursday, the procession to the cross and reverence of the cross on Good Friday, all of these, we put our bodies where our souls are. We do with our bodies what we intend with our souls. Now, this is true every Sunday. Every Sunday is Paschal mystery event, but this week is special. And so we do this in a particularly special way with this long procession that we had, with the procession of palms and the blessing. And then we recognize by the reading of the Passion what this is really all about. It's about God, who was the author of everything, becoming the servant of everything. The one who was first for all eternity has taken the last place on the cross as a sign for who we should be. And then that second reading from Paul's letter to the Philippians, he who was God did not deem equality with God something to be grasped, but rather he emptied himself, being born in human likeness, and accepting everything human, even death on a cross. And it was precisely in that he was glorified. So all this celebration of the Paschal mystery is not just to admire what Jesus did, it's to constantly ask the question, what does this have to do with me? In what way is this mystery my own? Jesus has a final entry into Jerusalem. He enters into Jerusalem several times in his life, but this is the one that really counts. This is the one where he was going to his death. And we have to appreciate the irony that these poor people in this triumphal procession for the king, and he's not a king in the normal sense, he's the king of the universe, but they don't know that. And they don't know that a few days later they're going to be shouting, crucify him, crucify him, you know, with this crowd mob mentality that can change like that. And Jesus knows all of that when he's entering into Jerusalem for the final time. But Jesus is always beckoning us to the cross too. He says to his disciples, anyone who is not willing to take up his or her cross and follow me is not worthy of me. What we're saying here is that this is the meaning of our Christian existence. To lay down our lives, to take the last place, trusting that if we die with him, we shall also rise with him. Because this story doesn't end with the Passion. We begin it today with the Passion, but it's going to end 8 days from now with the resurrection. And that's the real point. That God has come in human form to show us that the way to resurrection, the way to eternal life, the way to divine glory is through the cross.